Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you enjoy that. I tell you, I love Joel chapter 2. I love it. That's us. We're this great and mighty army that's appeared. Nothing has ever been seen like it or will ever be seen again. I praise the Lord we get to live in this amazing day. I'm not letting any of this worry me at all. I am looking for this great victory. Here we are on the 6th of May, 2025. We have completed the 7 years, in my opinion, of this great battle. President Trump announced the golden age back in October, and now he has taken office, and we are seeing the destruction of our enemies. As it says in Revelation 19, let's go, basically. It says, come eat the flesh of kings. Let's destroy them, in other words. And here we are in the festival of Omer. We started on the day of Resurrection Day, Easter, and we started counting. Here we are 3 weeks in and the second day. And so we are counting the Omer for 49 days, for 7 weeks. And the Jubilee is the 50th day. I just wonder if something big is going to happen to see the destruction of our enemies on that day. I don't know. We will watch and see. Either way, we know that we're going to see the destruction of our enemies. We know that is a sure thing. So whatever day it is, and trust President Trump, no doubt about it. I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we are experiencing is biblical. If you are new here, please go to freedomforce.live and check out the website. We have tons of resources over there for you so you can learn about how this is literally biblical. We have end times books over on the end times page, freedomforce.live/endtimes. You can watch just a couple short clips there, and you can find out more. You can see more about our books. They're only $2.99 on Amazon, and it's the wonderful truth. I'm going to read to you today some from Nahum, which is one of the minor prophets. We get major clues from the minor prophets. They told us about this amazing day. I'm so thankful that we get to see this is the best rabbit hole of all the rabbit holes. This is the best. It's the overarching rabbit hole that helps you to see the wonderful truth and also the wonderful biblical stories that we've heard all of our lives. We are living them out literally. Literally, we are watching them play out before our eyes. If you're not familiar with that, please go on and check that book out. This is biblical. It's so exciting. And every Saturday we get together and we do our study of end times. So definitely join with us this Saturday at 10:30 Central Time. If you want to catch up, you can watch all the videos right there on the End Times Study Group. Okay, right there. We've got two different ones. You might want to check out the live one, because we had not ever done the Gog and Magog, but that one's on the live one. We just did that a couple weeks ago. All right, don't forget. Hit the like button, like button right now before we forget, and subscribe and make sure your bell is rung so you always get notified when I put out videos. And we do Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and we also do Tuesday at 6 p.m. Sometimes there's a surprise one like there was yesterday. You got to see your girl Melly at the Miami event. So let's get started. What is President Trump doing today? He just said this, and this is going to come up here just in the next few minutes. President Trump said he's got a big announcement before he heads out on his trip to the Middle East. Check this out.
The Middle East and Saudi Arabia. We're going to UAE and Qatar, and that'll be, I guess, Monday night. Some of you are coming with us. I think before then, we're going to have a very, very big announcement to make, like as big as it gets, and I won't tell you on what, but it's going to, and it's very positive. I'd tell you if it was negative or positive. I can't keep that out. It is really, really positive. And that announcement will be made either Thursday or Friday or Monday before we leave. But it'll be one of the most important announcements that have been made in many years about a certain subject, very important subject.
So, all right. So what do you think it is? Put it in the comments section, the chat section. What do you think that is? I have a feeling it's probably about the tariffs. That's just my wild guess. You know, we're always letting, we wind about the rest. But, of course, I'm going to talk a little bit about Alcatraz here in a second. But, yeah, I just wonder if it's about some tariffs and that, you know, I think that when people see the deals that he is making, then they're going to say, we better jump on the bandwagon before the bandwagon leaves us, right? So that's pretty exciting to see, you know, what President Trump is doing. You know, let's just say this. If anyone can make America wealthy again, it is President Trump. Do not doubt it. The man is like got the golden touch, doesn't he, for the golden age. So just as soon as it comes out, I will post it over on the social media. Actually, when you go over to freedomforce.live and you click right here, you can see all the social media right there. And my wonderful team, Melly, make sure that we get all these things posted so you guys can share them. And we're a scrappy bunch. We are able to get a lot of truth out. So thank you so much for always sharing all this information. Great, great job. And here are our two video channels right here. All right. So then don't forget to like and share and subscribe. Now, thank you, Liz Croken, for posting this. I did not see this. So check out this video. It's a 55-second video, and it was posted on 5/5, all right? And so then definitely make sure to watch the actually 15-second mark, because you're going to see the Johnson & Johnson baby oil bottle, and this was for the first day of the Diddy trial. All that is such a coincidence. Right? Check this out.
The companies represented in this room have collectively announced more than $2 trillion in new investments, and we have a total of close to $8 trillion all told. Every new investment, every new factory, and every new job created is a sign of strength.
There you go. Oh, it was quick, wasn't it? Wasn't that quick? I'm going to just go right there. He was talking about all these great companies. And so he has on there Lily, and he has a big old bottle of baby oil bottle of Johnson & Johnson right there, smack dab in the middle. Interesting. He, of course, knows all about this. And this is the demise of our enemies. He's toying with them on a daily. Check this out.
Strengthen American economy.
Mr. President, thank you for what you're doing, not only to revitalize U.S. manufacturing, but helping ensure that the U.S. aerospace industry continues to lead the world in innovation.
U.S. must continue the leadership of air.
I want to thank you, sir, for everything that you've done. We are proud to create millions of jobs here and to make significant investments to catalyze a new era of advanced manufacturing.
Finally have a president who understands that we need to reindustrialize. We need to be made in America, made in the USA.
Yes, and actually Bessent, whatever, however you say his name, Secretary Bessent was on at a hearing in Congress today, and he said that we are the envy of the world, that everybody loves how we are the leaders in technology, obviously. No one beats us on all that. And number two, on our energy. And now we're bringing back our manufacturing base. So really, really exciting. I'm so glad for to have these really great people in these positions who not only know the right thing to do, but actually do it and have the you know, nerves of steel to be able to do it and to make America great again. And they don't really care what, you know, how the enemy is trying to stop them. They're gonna stand up and take America back. So yeah, thank you, Liz Crokin, for posting this. This was a really great find. And so right there on the beginning of the Diddy trial. Now, there's supposed to be a list that comes out of all the people who will be named and brought up in the trial. So this, you know, as soon as it comes out, I will definitely post it. And whenever there are, there's word of any of the, trial proceedings, I will definitely be posting that. But there was a scuttlebutt that the list came out, but it was not the real list. So I just, I'm not going to post something unless it's absolutely legit, as much as I possibly can, try to do everything right. Now, number two, did you hear about H.R. 1526, the No Rogue Rulings Act? Okay, so because you know all these rogue judges are trying to stymie whatever President Trump is doing, they're trying to do all these injunctions and however many hundreds of 600, something like that, judges, he would never, never, never get anything done if he's having to be in court. They would have him locked up in court all the time. And so this ruling, this No Rogue Rulings Act, passed the House 219 to 213. Now it's got to go to the Senate, the Judiciary Committee, so it'll move forward in that. So thank you, Daryl Issa in California, who put forth this bill to curb these activist judges. So just praying that that will get sorted out, because this is ridiculous. Actually, by the way, I did hear that the America First sued the Justice Roberts, obviously on the Supreme Court, and I haven't really researched that, but I'm just very interested to see how they believe that they could have what court in the land is going to uphold a ruling against a Supreme Court justice. I just have a hard time imagining how you can do anything to stop him. But anyway, as that plays out, I will let you know more about that. But anyway, so this is what we're doing to try to stop these activist judges. By the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Isa, do you know what Isa means? In, I think, Arabic, it is the name for Jesus. How cool is that? And the reason I know that is because Mel Isa. Mel is handmaiden, and Isa is Jesus. I'm the handmaiden of Jesus. I think my name is pretty cool. Thanks, Mom, for giving me that cool name. All right, so the next thing I want you to see is... This was funny. John Rich posted this. Look at yesterday, Mayor Bowser had to be standing next to President Trump when he was talking about the NFL draft coming to Washington, D.C. And she looks like, John Rich said, she looks like she's about to spontaneously combust. I just thought you might enjoy this. Check this out, because she hates him with a passion. Check this.
Illegally into our country. They just flowed in through an open border policy that was insane. And what we've done is we've offered, you know the numbers, but because we're taking them out by the thousands, we're being obstructed. It's very unfair what's happening, because the court system it's very unfair. We have to get them out fast. These are bad people. These are people that are killing, and they've already killed many people in this country. Illegal immigrants that came in illegally through an open border policy, which is insane. We talk about common sense. That's not common sense. And they came in from the Congo, all over Africa, all over Asia, all over South America, parts of Europe. They flowed in and just walked right into our country. We had no idea who they were. 21 million at least. That's probably a low number. You hear lower numbers than that? It's not. That's a low number. But many are really serious criminals and terrorists.
Yeah, she's not having a good day. She's not having fun on that day. I think that their number one thing that they learn in cabal school, when they decide to, you know, they're taking on this role as a puppet, whether they're in a position as a mayor or a type of official or a judge or whatever the position that they are in, is to, you know, really play poker better than that. So you're not supposed to let on it, you know. And to be honest, the one of the best ones there ever was Mike Pence. You would never know what he was thinking by his body language or his eyes or anything. And so she really needs to go back to school on that, because we can all tell that she was not loving anything that President Trump was saying. So that was funny. I just thought she might enjoy that. All right. So now this is really encouraging. The new NIH director, Bhattacharya, I think that's his name, and Homeland Security, HHS Secretary Kennedy watched as President Trump signed the EO, the executive order, banning the federal funding for gain-of-function research. Praise the Lord. We have been, you know, this has got to stop, and I'm very, very thankful that President Trump did put a stop to this on his executive order. So, you know, Bhattacharya has been working hard to put an end to all the evil that has been going on. And he says it's really hard because a lot of people don't trust what they are doing. And, you know, I'm very glad that on this, let's just put it this way, I'm very glad that President Trump spoke about this because I want to, you know, I want to trust, but honestly, the one I trust is President Trump. And I know you guys feel the very same way. So check this out.
Gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research is a type of biomedical research where pathogens are adulterated, viruses are adulterated to make them more potent or to change the way that they function. Many people believe that gain-of-function research was one of the key causes of the COVID pandemic that struck us in the last decade. What this executive order does, first of all, it provides powerful new tools to enforce the ban on federal funding for gain-of-function research abroad. It also strengthens other oversight mechanisms related to that issue and creates an overarching strategy to ensure that biomedical research in general is being conducted safely and in a way that ultimately protects human health more.
It's a big deal. It could have been that we wouldn't have had the problem we had.
A lot of people say that, sir.
If we had this done earlier. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, President Trump, for ending this gain of function. Obviously, making taking the disease and making it where it is more potent, or that they would be able to find ways to prevent us from being getting a cure for it. So this is pure evil, thanks to evil Fauci, and he is going to pay the consequences for what he's done. But thankfully, they have ended this funding for gain of function research. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, President Trump. All right, let's talk about Canada. This guy was in the White House today with President Trump, and I want you to hear what President Trump told him. It was not quite the Zelensky moment, but it was kind of close because President Trump had a lot of things to say to him. But first, I wanted to show you this. I'm not going to show you that video, but This Mark Carney, I want you to understand a little bit about him. This is the picture of the guy right here. This is Mark Carney, the new Prime Minister of Canada. And everybody thought, oh, well, President Trump is going to support Pierre. But Pierre was not supporting President Trump in, you know, his whole issue with that Canada can't pay its way. That we are basically funding Canada, and they expect us to continue to fund them on our taxpayer backs. And President Trump's not having it. And Pierre was kind of, you know, just going against what President Trump was saying. So President Trump supported this guy, Carney, and he became the president of Canada. But I want you to understand, he's not even from Canada. You can tell he doesn't even know all the things about what it is to be a Canadian. He's just not even up on any of that. So he hasn't even been trained thoroughly, to be honest. He should know some of the, you know, Canadian types of things. Anyway, he says, here's what you weren't told about this quiet coup in Canada. Children as young as 14 and non-citizens were allowed to vote in the internal Liberal Party process. Out of 400,000 registered, 250,000 were disqualified, clearing the way for hand-picked elites. Mark Carney, former governor of the Bank of England, WEF World Economic Forum director and net zero ambassador, was installed without even winning an election. Carney holds 3 passports. He lived in the UK for a decade and he didn't know basic Canadian facts. Yet he was rushed in as prime minister through a deeply scandalous and opaque internal selection. Sound familiar? Like Hillary, right? He and Biden, of course. He then called a snap election and he won. Isn't that interesting? And President Trump's going to talk about that. It was a huge, huge comeback. It was when President Trump was trying to put out his support for him. And this is just very interesting. Why did President Trump do that? And I will talk about that in a second. This wasn't a democracy. It was a global installation. Okay, so my question is, why did President Trump promote Carney? I said, because Pierre is a globalist too. And at least now the conservatives are not under the misconception that they have a president they can trust. If Pierre was in there, they would think, oh, great, he's going to rule and he's going to do it all right and blah, blah, blah. And he's not in there. So the people clearly, you know, the majority of people do not trust Carney. So this is going to be it's going to make it very difficult for him to rule. And then on top of that, it's going to be obvious that that Canada does not have the funds to take care of their own needs. So look at this, what President Trump posted just before Carney went into the White House. He says, I look forward to meeting the new Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney. I very much want to work with him, but cannot understand one simple truth. Why is America subsidizing Canada by $200 billion a year in addition to giving them free military protection and many other things? Why? Why are we paying their way? Everybody has to pay their own way in the world, right? We don't need their cars. We don't need their energy. We don't need their lumber. We don't need anything they have other than their friendship, which hopefully we will always maintain. They, on the other hand, need everything from us. The Prime Minister will be arriving shortly, and that will most likely be my only question of consequence. Okay, so not only are Americans reading these posts, but people all over the world, and I don't know if the Canadian people have known that they are not in a financial position to take care of their own needs. They're having to live as if they're our child. Okay. And so I'm thinking that's going to be a very helpful thing for them to understand that we're not doing that anymore. It's not only that we don't want to do it, we're not going to do it. All right. So then Carney is talking right here about that, you know, that Canada is not for sale. So check this out.
Largest client of the United States in the totality of all the goods. So we are the largest client of the United States. We have a tremendous auto sector between the two of us, and the changes that made have been helpful. 50% of a car that comes from Canada is American. That's not like anywhere else in the world. And to your question about is there one thing? No, this is a bigger discussion. There are much bigger forces involved, and this will take some time and some discussions, and that's why we're here.
Okay. All right. Okay. At the beginning, he had something else. Hang on.
Largest client of the United States in the totality of all the goods. So we are the largest client of the United States. Canada is American. That's not like anywhere else in the world. And to your question about is there one thing? No, this is a bigger discussion. There are much bigger forces involved. We are the largest client.
I'm so sorry. Something's wrong. It's not.
We are the largest.
It's not grabbing the whole thing. Hang on.
Sitting around.
See, the conflict is, and this is very friendly. We're not. This is not going to be like we had another little blow up with somebody else. That was a much different. This is a very friendly conversation. But we want to make our own cars. We don't really want cars from Canada. And
okay, I got to show you something. Okay, whenever President Trump makes a little joke like that, whenever he comes out with this, this is not going to be, a bad conversation like we had with Zelensky. He's about to come out with a zinger. So the very next word out of his mouth is, "We don't need your crap." Check this out. This guy should have buckled his seatbelt because that President Trump was about to go guns blazing.
And we put tariffs on cars from Canada, and at a certain point, it won't make economic sense for Canada to build those
cars. Okay, let me start over.
Like, we had another little blow up with somebody else. That was a much different. This is a very friendly conversation, but we want to make our own cars. We don't really want cars from Canada. And we put tariffs on cars from Canada, and at a certain point, it won't make economic sense for Canada to build those cars. And we don't want steel from Canada because we're making our own steel and we're having massive steel plants being built right now as we speak. We really don't want Canadian steel and we don't want Canadian aluminum and various other things because we want to be able to do it ourselves. And we, because of, past thinking of people, we have a tremendous deficit with Canada. In other words, they have a surplus with us. And there's no reason for us to be subsidizing Canada. Canada's a place that will have to be able to take care of itself economically. I assume they can. I will tell you that Trudeau, when I spoke to him, I used to call him Governor Trudeau. I think
that probably didn't help his election. But when I spoke to him, I said, so why are we taking your cars? Why are we taking your, we want to make them ourselves. I mean, I said, and if the price of your cars went up, or if we put a tariff, if we put a tariff on your cars of 25%, what would that mean to you? He said, that would mean the end of Canada. He actually said that to me. And I said, that's a strange answer, but I understand his answer. But no, I mean, it's hard to justify subsidizing Canada to the tune of maybe $200 billion a year. We protect Canada militarily, and we always will. We're going to, you know, that's not a money thing. That's, but we always will. But, you know, it's not fair. But why are we subsidizing Canada $200 billion a year, or whatever the number might be? It's a very substantial number.
We are the...
All right. There you go. He basically took him to school on, we're not, we don't need your stuff. We don't want your stuff. We were going to make our own stuff. And so you have nothing. You've got nothing. You have no leverage here because we are, we don't need you. I mean, that's just what it is. That's just the fact. And so he had to sit there and take it right there in the Oval Office. And he was the one who wanted to come over to see President Trump. He just posted that he wanted to come to see him. He doesn't really know why, but he's coming. He probably wants to make a deal. But he doesn't have any leverage. We don't need any of their stuff. And then in a negotiation, you have to have something that we that the other party needs. So, yeah, he's he just had to sit there and cry about it. It was just really, he's in a difficult position. So we'll see what happens on that. So here, it's a, he had said, and I don't have the clip of it, but he had said, you know, that we will never, you know, be the 51st state or whatever. And so President Trump says, never say never. Never say never. Never say never.
Carney just said that Canada's not for sale. Does this make the discussion a little more difficult to start on?
No, not at all. No, time. Time will tell. It's only time. But I say, never say never. I've had many, many things that were not doable, and they ended up being doable, and only doable in a very friendly way. But if it's to everybody's benefit, you know, Canada loves us, and we love Canada. That's, I think, the number one thing that's important. But we'll see. I mean, over time, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So what does he mean by that? Okay. If we stop buying their stuff, it won't take long before they'll be, you know, coming hat in hand. That's what he's talking about. We've been buying their stuff for all this time. And it's a matter of time that they're going to find out that we're not going to buy their stuff, and they're going to be in a pickle, and they'll have to come. Maybe they're not ready to make a deal today, but eventually they will be. And we'll make a deal that is equitable, something that's fair. We're not going to continue this unfair way that we've been doing it all this time. So there you go. Enjoy the show. All right. Now, the next thing was that President Trump announced during this meeting with the Canadian prime minister, president, whatever it is. He announced that the Houthis no longer want to have a war. Now, he didn't tell why they came to this conclusion, but he said that America will stop the bombing. So check this out. I thought this was really great, great news. And this even isn't even the big event, the big announcement. And just so you know, before I forget, I want to make sure that you know that Israel has said because of the Houthis that attacked Israel, and they all say, well, we got to go attack Gaza. It's always the same thing. It's always a false flag. They always have these events to give them cover to say, oh, well, they attacked us, so we've got to fight back. It's the same thing over and over and over again. So I'm interested to see how, if the Houthis are no longer bombing, if they are brought into compliance, how does that affect what's going on in Gaza and with Israel? So very interesting. These warmongers, this will cease. We know that. This is the promise of the golden age, that nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. He maketh wars to cease to the ends of the earth. The Lord is going to stop all these wars. I'm telling you, that's what the Bible says, and that's what we're going to see. You can't have a golden age and have all this fighting and killing, killing, killing. So check out what President Trump says about the Houthis.
Some very good news last night. The Houthis have announced that they are not
or they've announced to us at least, that they don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight. And we will honor that. And we will stop the bombings. And they have capitulated. But more importantly, we will take their word. They say they will not be blowing up ships anymore. And that's what the purpose of what we were doing. So that's just news. We just found out about that. So I think that's very, very positive. They were knocking out a lot of ships going, as you know, sailing beautifully down the various seas. It wasn't just the canal. It was a lot of other places. And I will accept their word, and we are going to stop the bombing of the Houthis.
All right.
Immediately.
There you go. How about that? Praise the Lord. Look at this. Week 3, day 2, we're seeing all these things happening. Every bullet they have in their arsenal to stop prosecutions is being eliminated one after the other after the other. The Diddy trial, the gain of function, the Houthis. All these things are falling one after another after another. That's really what this 7 weeks is about. This seven, you know, whenever you go to, you know, Vegas or whatever, and you see on the slot machine 777, this is biblical number. And so this is really what the Festival of Omer that we are celebrating, the one I was just showing you with all the beautiful Omer bundle, that's where it originated. That's why this is, you know, biblically it's such a great big event. And so for us to see over 7 weeks, day after day after day after day, their crime ring is falling. It's really very, very exciting. So I want you to see that now. I want to go ahead and show you this promise from the Book of Jubilees. And so I'll put this in the comment section. It's called thefirmament.org/scripture/book-of-jubilees. And I want you to look at chapter 23. I'm going to read this whole thing because it is very, very encouraging to see, you know, what was foretold would happen in this great day, that this is what's going to happen. All this evil will be done to us. Yes, we've already experienced that. We know that. Of course, we know that, what all that they have done. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Now, not a lot of people don't know this. They don't understand this. And unfortunately, the religious institutions are still pummeling out, oh, we're going to have to escape Earth, and then the beast is going to take over. Well, let me just tell you the truth. Is that the beast has already been ruling. They're the prince. That Satan is the prince of the power of the air. They've been ruling more and more and more, to the point that they are this horrible behemoth beast that has done all this evil to humanity. All right, so I'm going to read to that. And then at the end of this section, I'm going to read in Jubilees chapter 23. And you can actually find this on YouTube. You can listen to it. And so it's really great. You can listen to this. And at the end, it talks about how we will win and defeat them. This is the promise that this is going to happen. All right, and it says, in starting with verse 20 of chapter 23, and those who escape will not return on the paths of righteousness from their wickedness, for they will arise for a robbery for wealth, that each one may take that which is his neighbor's, and will be called a great name, but not in reality and truth, and the most holy will be defiled in the uncleanness of the destruction of their defilement. And we realize that we've been poisoned. Lord only knows what we have eaten. I mean, we've been defiled and defiled. This jab, all the things that they have done to us over and over for years and years. We didn't even realize what they were doing to us. We didn't do this of our own free will. They did this to us. And a great punishment. Okay, so verse 21. A great punishment will be over the deeds of this generation from the Lord, and he will give them over to the sword and to judgment and to captivity and to robbery and devouring. This is unfortunately what has happened. It had to get so obvious what they were doing that it would force us awake. We did not realize. We trusted these people. We trusted these people with big pharma, and we trusted these doctors. We trusted the wars were for good. That we trusted the financial systems. We trusted all these puppet leaders. We trusted them, and it finally, by the grace of God, dawned on us what they were doing to us, and we realized, and we finally woke up. And then it says in verse 22, he will awaken over them the sinners of the Gentiles, the heathen, who will have no mercy or grace for them, and who regard the face of none, neither old nor young nor anyone, for they are wicked and powerful, and they act more wickedly than all the children of men. And in Israel they practice violence and the sin in Jacob, and the blood of many will be spilt on the land, and there will be none to gather and to bury. This is what we know. They have done evil upon evil upon evil. They have no mercy. They have no grace. They don't care if you're young. They don't care if you're old. They don't care about anything because they are extremely wicked because demons indwell them. Verse 23, and in those days they will cry aloud and call and pray that they'll be saved from the hands of the sinful Gentiles, heathen, and there will be none to save them. This is what we've experienced. We've been like, Lord, save us from these people. And thankfully, now we, you know, even though we keep saying, how long, oh Lord, how long till this judgment happens, we do know that we are being saved from them. Okay, we see this. We see that since President Trump is in office, since the righteous are in these positions in the cabinet, we see it happening. It unfortunately is not going as fast as we want, and we want to be saved today from their hands. And then in verse 24, it says, and the heads of the children will be white with gray hair, and a child of 3 weeks will appear as old as a man of 100 years, and their standing will be destroyed by trouble and oppression. What it's saying here in verse 24 is that even the children will appear to be old. Even the children will have diseases. Even the children will get cancer and autism and asthma and all these diseases. Even the children's health will be damaged. Even their lives will be cut short. Even a child who has the full of life, it will be cut down. This is because they're so evil. They'll look like they're an old man of 100 years old. In other words, their health will fail. And their standing will be destroyed by trouble and oppression. Verse 25, and in those days the children will begin to seek the laws and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. This is what we're doing. This is why you're here. We're researching. We're finding out, what have they done to the jabs? What have they done to the food? What have they done to the medicine? What have they done to our air? What have they done to our water? What have they done to our food? What is going on? What is happening? And we will return to the paths of righteousness. We will demand justice. We will demand that the war cease. We're demanding all these things because we're returning to the paths of righteousness. We want things to be handled right. We want the children not to be taught lies in schools. I mean, all these things, we are returning to the path of righteousness and the laws that God set up, and to seek his commandments, and where the world, it says, will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. We want there to be righteousness all over this world. In verse 26, it says, and the days will begin to increase and grow many, and the children of men generation by generation and day by day, until their days approach to 1,000 years and to a multitude of years and days. There you go. Our days will begin to extend. Isn't that awesome? They'll increase and grow many until they approach 1,000 years. About that. This is what God has told us that he will do for us. It also says in Isaiah 65, you guys know this verse very well. I've quoted it many times. I think it's verse 20. It says, they will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy their hard-won gains. Their children will not be doomed to this terrible misfortune anymore. Awesome. And so verse 27, and it says, no one will be old or satisfied with days, for all will be like children and youth. In other words, no one was going to be old and decrepit. Everyone's going to be healthy. Can you imagine? No more aches, no more pains, no more arthritis, no more, you know, just on and on and on. The chronic disease is everywhere. Almost everyone has a chronic disease. They've been talking, Oz and Kennedy have been talking about how we are in such financial straits because everyone is paying so much money for their health care. That's why I have the health page over on freedomforce.live. Let me show you super quick. And you can go on there and research how you can get your health back without Melly's health links right there, freedomforce.live/health. And not paying all this money to Big Pharma, not having to do all these surgeries that are even more damaging. This is the way to true health. This is like he's doing the methylene blue. These are the types of things to do every day, the true healing. The silver is where you can do this for your, this is just, it stops all these the bad bacteria, the bad the fungus. It can destroy all this fungus that's inside of you, and just by drinking it. Imagine that. The Lord gave us all of that. This is the detox we do every day at the cellular level. I have it right here by my desk because I'm constantly on my desk because I'm constantly detoxing every day, multiple times a day, to get all these toxins that are being poured on us, sprayed on us like a bug every day. So this is what we've got to do until everything gets cleansed. And so we'll cross each bridge as we get to it. But here's how you can remove gallstones. You don't have to have surgery. This is what, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you that I've known people who thought, oh no, I'm going to have surgery. And they did not, because they did the things over on ketocarry.com/FFB. So it's really pretty, very, very exciting, because we're not waiting. We're getting our health back now. Now, this is like the black seed oil is a natural antibiotic, so that generally you don't have to do any of this antibiotics that kill all the good bacteria. And also you can have the methylene blue can help with dementia. This, the black seed oil also is for leaky gut, to stop the leaky gut, to help our gut. I just posted something about cheese. Y'all got to be very careful that when you have cheese, that you don't have any of this Pfizer stuff in it that is actually damaging to your gut. If you've been having a hard time digesting cheese, most likely it's because it's not real cheese. So make sure that you get real cheese and not the Pfizer yucky cheese. If you want to know more about how the detox works, watch that video, Zeolite. I love, love, love my wonderful prescribing life that has saved my mom's life. Hey, Mom, if you're watching, because she just got back from another trip. I'm telling you right now, none of you could keep up with my mom. And I'm not even going to tell you how old she is, but I'm 61. So there you go. You do the math. And she can go and go and go like an Energizer bunny, because she went to Prescribing Life and she got her health back. And all these things, these are just herbs that have helped people who have had terrible menstrual that just won't stop bleeding and literally bleeding out. So check this out. And Mr. Wonderful has stopped smoking because of this wonderful book. I mean, all these things we are learning to do, because we're returning to the ways, as it talks about in the book of Jubilees. And everyone will be like a youth. We're going to have our health back. We're learning how to treat our nerves. Oh, and I didn't even show you about the CBD over on My Daily Choice / you guys know, because a lot of you have gotten it. This is another way that we treat our nerves. Our nerves need to work properly. That's what's so great about the stopping the pain through prescribinglife.com, because it treats the nerves. It's like a conditioner for the nerves. Okay, like girls, you know this. If your hair is like frizzy, left the frizzy hair, if you do the neural therapy, it makes it all, you know, lay down and relax and not sending all these nerve the pain signals like it does. And the CBD, freedomforce.live/CBD. You can go on there and find out more about how to get your health back with the CBD every day. I do this every day. I love it. Love it. Love it. All right. So the next thing I wanted you to see is, as I said, I was going to read to you some from the book of Nahum. And so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this is a picture of us in the book of Nahum. It says, and this is us fighting these people. It says, shields flash red in the light, in the sunlight. Let me see if I can make it behave. Shields flash red in the sunlight. See the scarlet uniforms of the valiant troops. Watch as their glittering chariots move into position with the forest of spears waving above them. That is us. We are the ones who are in these scarlet uniforms. We're the valiant troops. We have these chariots and we're riding all throughout the internet back and forth to stop the bad guys, to spread out truth. This is what you do. And I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud that we have been able to be so effective. We literally together, because of us joining together and because of all that I post a lot and then you guys share it, we are reaching literally millions a day because of you guys. Because we work together. How awesome is that? Just like that. That's why I love that Joel 2 passage I always read, play at the beginning. Because if we all march in lockstep, working together to get this job done, it's really exciting. So the chariots race recklessly along the streets and rush wildly through the squares. That's us. We're like, go, 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 get them, get them, get them. They flash like firelight and move as swiftly as lightning. Isn't that the truth? Because we're doing it on our phones. And immediately this message goes out all over the place. The kings shout to their officers. They stumble in their haste, rushing to the walls to to set up their defenses. They can't stop us. They try to stop us. They can't. They cannot stop us. Isn't that awesome? The river gates have torn open. The palace is about to collapse. Nineveh's exile has been decreed, and all the servant girls mourn its capture. Aw, too bad. We're not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. They moan like doves and beat their breasts in sorrow. Nineveh is as a leaking water reservoir. The people are slipping away. Stop, stop, someone shouts back. But no one even looks back. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. There is no end to Nineveh's treasures, its vast uncounted wealth. Soon the city is plundered, emptied and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. That's them. Their faces are pale and trembling. Not us. We are the ones who are looting the silver and plundering the gold. And I don't know if that's what maybe President Trump would, I would love for him to announce that. But I think that whatever is going on in the Vatican Bank, if you haven't watched my most recent videos, let me see if I can show you those. My most recent videos about that, check that out, because I think, I have a feeling, let me see if I can find this one right here. This is about the Pope's terrible May. This one right here, the Pope's terrible May. I think that's talking about how he's taking over the Vatican Bank. He's looting their silver and plundering their gold. I really do. And also the other one that I did, who has the gold makes the rules. That one right there, I have a feeling that one is another one where I give more detail about how we are taking their money from them. That it was really our money that they stole, right? And they have uncounted wealth in these places that they have stolen from us. That soon the city is plundered, empty, and ruined. That's what we are seeing. That's what we are experiencing. This is from the book of Nahum. Have you ever heard a sermon on the book of Nahum? I think you probably have not, because this is not something that they really want us to talk about, that we would rise up against them and destroy these criminals. They don't want us to talk about that, but we're talking about it right here on the Freedom Force Battalion on freedomforce.live. And I'm so glad you're here. If you want to learn more about that, go to this book right here, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. You can actually get it for $2.99. You can actually also here buy it for others. You can send it to someone on an ebook if you wanted to, and they'll get it in their inbox. Pretty cool. I'm really thankful for that. And also, you can go on right here on freedomforce.live and you can get the audiobook and listen to it, like when you're on your commute or when you're traveling or whatever, and you can listen to all three of the books right there. Isn't that exciting? I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, I think that's everything. That's everything I wanted to show you today. Let's pray. I think that's it. Yeah, I'm gonna jet. I've got a meeting to go to here in just a little bit, so let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for this promise in Nahum. We are these warriors on these chariots that are racing around wildly to stop these criminals, and that we are going to see them plundered. We're going to loot the silver and plunder the gold, and there's just this uncounted wealth, this vast uncounted wealth, and it's coming back to us. We praise you and thank you that we get to live in this day, that you awakened us. What an honor. What a privilege. Thank you for everyone on the battalion. Again, we ask your strength on each one of them. I pray you'll protect their health. I pray you guide them on every bite of food, everything they put in their bodies. I pray you protect their mental health, that they would have their nerve health will help them to think clearly and not have not one bit of depression. Absolute, complete, filled with hope and joy and knowing that you are in control and that our nerves would work properly. Oh Lord, I pray that you would help us in all these things to do, to be well and to fight hard, and give us the strength to acquit ourselves as men and to show ourselves as your great soldiers in this great day. And we are very honored that you awakened us and you chose us for this task. We thank you for President Trump. We thank you for them stopping the gain of function. We thank you for him getting the Houthis to stop all this madness. We thank you for the Festival of Omer, and we're ready. We are ready. If you are ready, we're ready to see the end of our enemies, that they'll be pale and in great fear, and the whole thing will come to utter ruin. We pray, Lord, that would be this year for the Pentecost, the day of Jubilee, when all the debts are canceled and the captives are freed. Lord, we're ready for that to happen, and we just trust your plan. We trust your timing, but just guide President Trump, guide Besant, guide all of the ones who are in these positions of authority that you have placed in these positions, and all those who are who have done evil. We pray that they will be exposed and they'll be brought down and they will be in utter ruin as your word promises. We praise you. We thank you that you're the King of the world. Nothing can stop what is coming because you bought all this for us with your precious blood. We love you and we praise you. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. It's time to go and I'll be seeing you. Don't forget, do your homework for the end time study. I'll see you on Saturday. We're going to be talking about, I think it's the marvelous, talking about the kingdom, the kingdom of Christ on earth. Let me find out the exact title. I want to make sure I don't lead y'all astray, tell you the right thing. The one for this Saturday is, okay, hang on, bear with me. I'm going to get it. I think it's chapter 20, it's 25, no, Unspeakable Joy. That's the name of it. Unspeakable Joy. We're getting there. And then after that, we're going to do the study guide. Pray that we'll get that study guide ready quickly for the major clues from Minor Prophets. That study guide is coming up next. So just stay tuned on that. But yeah, Unspeakable Joy about what is going to happen when death is conquered. Our Lord Jesus will conquer death. And that's after the 1,000 years of peace on earth. But one day that's going to happen. But anyway, I want you guys to know now what our future is, where we are headed as humanity. All right, I'm going to go. I love you, and I will talk to you later.